the mystical style, resting in the presence of God. The core of the mystical style, discovering Christ in us. The Greek term marion, that is at the root of the word mystic, simply means close. You close your lips and your eyes. What happens next, in your soul and in your heart, is your encounter with the supernatural. Mystic spirituality stresses that just as he abides in heaven and over the earth, God also dwells within the believer. In contrast to the enthusiastic style, the mystical style doesn't thrive on visions and extraordinary experiences. Often it is expressed very quietly and can sometimes be remarkably rational and sober. In contrast to the enthusiastic style, a certain dryness in one's prayer life is not interpreted as an absence of the Holy Spirit. Representatives of the mystical style can feel close to God, even if they are momentarily not excited or enthused. The two wings of the mystical style. When the mystical style leans towards the enthusiastic style, it places more stress on the supernatural and comes relatively close to a charismatic style. Also, in this variety, nature and matter are less important. On the other hand, if the mystical style leans more toward the sacramental style, i.e. toward green, the physical realm that can be perceived through the senses is given greater spiritual significance. What both wings have in common is a focus on the mysterious. Mystic spirituality doesn't strive to dissolve nor to explain the mystery. Rather, it loves the mysterious and draws its energy from it. The downside of this is that those things that are not mysterious are in danger of not being seen as truly spiritual. The strengths of the mystical style. Since faith is essentially a mystery, the appreciation for the mysterious dimension can be seen as the greatest strength of the mystical style. This has nothing to do with ignorance, but with being aware of the limitations of human knowledge. In theological discourse, this is referred to as the via negativa. It is easier to describe what something is not than to define what it is. This is expressed in prefixes such as un, over, trans, and out, or in expressions such as more than, higher than, beyond. In Greek, constructions with hyper have been the model. In Latin, those with super. The spirituality doesn't want to be irrational, but transrational, more than rational. Mystical spirituality is critical towards all attempts to functionalize the Christian faith. The mystic Meister Eckhart put this concern in the following drastic words. Some people want to look at God through the eyes with which they look at a cow, and they want to love God just as they love a cow. You love the cow because of the milk and the cheese and your own advantage. This is like people who love God because of outer prosperity or inner comfort. The perils of the mystical style. This appreciation of the mysterious dimension may lead to an exaggerated view of the mysterious, things that are logically explainable, that fit into a doctrinal system, lose their fascination. One might not fight against them, mystics usually don't fight at all, but instead smile about them in a slightly condescending way. However, there is no reason for this kind of smile, as we are speaking about a very serious danger of the mystical style. Rather than smiling about the doctrinal style, it would be far more helpful to interact with it and to learn from its concerns. The interest of the mystical style is with the subjective, explored by the question, what happens within me? This focus doesn't necessarily imply a disinterest in the objective. Rather, one asks for the effect of the objective on one's own life. However, the danger of this approach is that people actually lose sight of the objective. In the end, one's own pious feelings may be confused with God. Faith, as it is perceived in one's inwardness, has become the highest standard by which everything else, such as the critical questions of other Christians or the words of Scripture, is measured. To counteract this danger, nothing would be more fruitful than an involvement with the Scripture-driven style.